October 28th, Blessed Thomas of Florence, Confessor, First Order. Thomas was the son of a butcher of Florence named Bellacci. His parents raised him in the fear of God, but when he had grown to young manhood, he strayed from the path of virtue by associating with bad companions. Matters came to a point where parents warned their sons to have nothing to do with Thomas Bellacci, and it was a disgrace to be found in his company. Then a rich man in town, who was also very wicked, made Thomas his friend and used the daring young man for many a villainous act. There came a day when a grievous crime was committed in Florence, and Thomas was accused of it. Although this time he was really guiltless, his reputation put him in danger of being condemned to severe punishment. In his extremity, he appealed to his patron, only to learn the worthlessness of such friendship. Thomas was not even received at the home of his patron. Calling again, he was told in plain words that so disreputable a person as he should never again venture to approach. Crushed at the turn of events, Thomas paced the streets until he met a pious priest who had succeeded in bringing more than one such young man to his senses. Thomas at first rebuffed the priest, but when the priest continued to show him much sympathy, Thomas opened up his heart and told his story. The priest consoled him and invited him to his home, saying that he would do everything in his power for him. Actually, he had Thomas declared innocent of the crime imputed to him. Thomas now resolved to make amends for his disorderly life under the direction of his rescuer. He broke off his former associations and joined a pious society of which the priest was director. Instead of wandering about the streets and taverns, he was now seen busy at his work and visiting churches. Instead of indulging in games and riotous pleasures, he now devoted himself to prayer and works of penance. The more he was filled with the grace of God, the more he longed to leave the world and to give himself to a life of penance. Near Fiesole, the friars minor had recently built a convent that was renowned for the saintly lives of its members. There, Thomas asked to be admitted as a lay brother. His request was considered carefully and then granted. The penance Thomas did in the convent proved the sincerity of his conversion. By fasting, keeping vigils, and scourging himself, he became a model friar. His clothing consisted of the cast-off clothes of his brethren. He performed the humblest tasks with the most perfect obedience. The sincere conversion of Brother Thomas was rewarded by God with extraordinary graces. At prayer, he was frequently rapt in ecstasy, so that his body was often seen raised on high. He was favored with remarkable spiritual gifts, so that, although he was a lay brother, he was appointed master of novices. He trained many holy men who in time became glories of the order. In the course of time, Pope Martin V entrusted Thomas with the task of preaching against the heretical Fraticelli, whose complete extinction is attributed to him and his fellow friars minor. Thomas also founded many convents in southern Italy and elsewhere. Pope Eugene IV finally sent him with other Franciscans to the Orient to promote the reunion of the Eastern with the Western Church. There he encountered great hardships, hunger, and cruel imprisonment, and he had hopes of winning the martyr's crown. However, he was released when the Pope sent a large sum of money for his ransom. Returning to Italy, Thomas intended to make the request to be sent back to the Orient, but he died on the journey to Rome in the convent of Rieti on October 31st, 1447. Because of the many miracles which were wrought through his intercession, his veneration increased steadily, and Pope Clement XIV beatified him. on sincere conversion. In Blessed Thomas, we see verified the words of God. I desire not the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn away from his way and live. Ezekiel 33:11. We must never despair of the conversion of a sinner, but we should pray for his conversion, rather than expect to achieve it by human efforts. For true conversion must come from God and the impulse of his grace. God usually permits temporal evil to befall the sinner, as in the case of Thomas, and then makes use of some human being, like the pious priest who met Thomas, to prepare the way of grace in the wayward soul. That is the decisive moment for the soul of the sinner. Then we must pray much for him, especially to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the refuge of sinners, that he may not refuse the rescuing hand offered him. Have you always used the right approach in attempting the conversion of sinners? Consider that true conversion shows itself in resolutely breaking with sin. When Blessed Thomas suddenly became a changed man, he gave up all sinful pleasures and avoided the occasions of sin. If you turn to the Lord with all your heart, said Samuel to the Israelites, put away strange gods from among you. 1 Kings 7:3. Unless that is done, there is no true conversion. The objects of sin must be put away. Bad books, tempting gifts, sinful finery, unjustly acquired goods must be restored, and we must forgive our enemy from our heart. Like Blessed Thomas, we should substitute good and pious associations in place of those that led us into sin. Would that every conversion were so sincere that the soul would count as harmful and destructive whatever it once welcomed on the path of sin. The things that were gained to me, the same I have counted loss for Christ. Philippians 3:7. Have you acquired such insight into the value of things? Consider that true conversion requires that corresponding satisfaction be made. Note the zeal for penance that characterized Blessed Thomas, and how he persevered in it until the end of his life. It is the marvelous way of God's wisdom and long-suffering that it turns so many notorious sinners into brilliant lights of sanctity, who are urged by the remembrance of their past sins to so much greater penance. Thus, the sinner Mary Magdalene was forgiven much because she manifested such great love for Christ by her tears and good works. In like manner, our Lord called the penitent Margaret of Cortona his daughter because she was so eager to atone for the evil she had committed. Similar zeal for penance took possession of St. Paul, St. Augustine, and our Holy Father, St. Francis. May it also urge us to eliminate sin and its inclinations in us, so that we may live as true children of God. Prayer of the Church. O God, who in thy marvelous kindness dost make just men out of sinners, and vessels of election out of vessels of wrath, mercifully grant that, at the intercession of Blessed Thomas, thy confessor, we may be redeemed from the slavery of sin and ever enjoy the freedom of thy children, through Christ our Lord. Blessed Thomas of Florence. Thank you.